Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Some sure should heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Everybody has their coffee, tea, orange juice, protein shake. Of course, with me, I have my coffee. So Coffee and Convo with Bonnie. This is a metaphysical talk show with audience participation. And I am Bonnie Albers with the Bonnie Albers On Air Show. Just a little bit about me, of course. I am a psychic spirit medium. I'm an RN, a registered nurse. That's what an RN stands for, if you don't know. I'm a legal nurse consultant. That means I can go to court with any case. I also am a counselor, and I am a life coach. I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, and any other issues that you have. because I'm a talker, a chatter, and I bring everything to the table to hopefully give you answers and help you through any issues or problems that you have. I am on Facebook. It's Bonnie Mosenter Albers. Like me, friend me, and that way you'll get to see the shows that I put on. The best way to find out about the shows, because I'm telling you, this next probably, I think I have another 4 weeks left of from April to June 15th. I am in and out. I'm here and there. My vacation starts for me today at 1 o'clock. I'm going away to the beach with my absolutely fabulous karmic soulmate, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, and husband for a long time. And we're going away for 10 days. I am going to put up shows up there. So just either like or subscribe to my channel on Blog Talk and just tune in, because I am going to put at least 3 of the 5 shows on vacation up there. I do have some guests that I can't wait to share with you. So please join me. I know I'm going to have a show Monday, a show Wednesday, and a show next Thursday. So please tune in, and if you're on my Facebook, you'll see me put those shows up on Sunday. Also, when I get back, then I've got 2 days. I get back on Labor Day, so there will not be a show on that Monday, which is Labor Day or Memorial Day. I think it's Labor Day. I'm never really sure. And there will be a show Tuesday and Wednesday of that week, and then I go to New York. From the 28th of May, I think it's the 27th or 28th, till the 15th of June. I'll throw up some really cool shows in New York, but they won't be steady like I have had. So please bear with me and just know that I will miss you, I hope, as much as you miss the show and me. But just enjoy the show this morning, I hope. I love what our subject is. And again, I'll give you my web page is www.BonnieAlbersOnAir. Anything Bonnie Albers on Air. I'm on YouTube. I have a web page. You've got Blog Talk. So it is my brand name. Find me, because YouTube, I'm going away to really, I bought a camera, a new camera. So I'm going to hopefully learn how to work it and maybe put some vids on from the beach. So please go to YouTube and like my channel or subscribe to my channel, Bonnie Albers on Air, and you'll get to see me and maybe my hubby at the beach. Also, I am on Skype. I do Skype readings and Skype counseling. So that is by appointment only, and you can get a hold of me. There's a contact page on my web page, and if you write what you want, there's a drop-down box, counseling or psychic reading. It'll tell me exactly what your message is through my email, and I will get back to you. Please, on my vacation, give me a few days to even write and get back to give you a date, and it might be about 4 weeks out. So thank you for really subscribing, listening, and wanting a reading or counseling from me, because I so appreciate it. Today, we are going to talk about karma, karma, karma. Say the word K-A-R-M-A. It is a Buddhist Hindu word, and it really, really, really means totally, this is the easy way to put it, cause and effect. What you cause, how it affects. I love that, or what anyone can apply it to themselves, cause and effect. If you hit somebody, what's that effect going to be? Will that person have to hit you back? Will that person have to, you'll have to make retribution? Will you have to take care of that person for the rest of your life? You just don't know what the effect is, but the cause should always be a good one. And just remember that. Otherwise, you build up a karmic footprint. And these go from lifetimes to lifetimes, my friends. So, you know, each life that you're aware of karma, and we're going to go into soulmate karma, but every lifetime that you are aware of karma, now we're all human, we're here in Earth school. That means we are learning stuff. So to be incarnated or reincarnated on the Earth plane, as whoever you are, this reincarnation, I'm Bonnie. Last one, I could have been Clyde, who knows. But, excuse me, on this Earth plane, we are here to take our karmic footprint and learn from it, to reduce it if it is not, if it's more of a negative footprint towards others, or we can also accrue positive karma. I'm going to give you a couple examples. We had a guest on yesterday who gave you the perfect example of a cause and effect. It was Amanda Barrymore, and her guide, Patrick, who was a Catholic priest, had her killed as Mary in a prior life. So he felt so bad about it, and he did not want to come back to be reincarnated. I really don't think they'll let him till he makes up his karmic debt in certain ways. So what their pact was coming down this time was that he was going to guide her. He was going to be her man, her spirit guide, to guide her, to help her, to be the bridge between her and the spirit world as a job, as an author, and as a person, as Amanda. And that is so cool to see cause and effect. So maybe after he makes this up to her, I don't know how long it will take, that there'll be other lifetimes where they can actually be together and fulfill the relationship that they couldn't in that prior lifetime. So there you go. There's cause and effect. There's how you treat others is coming right back at you. So remember that. And yes, we have trying situations. Yes, there's not always an easy answer to always being nice, always putting your best foot forward, always speaking good wonderful words to other people who are not that nice or good to you. But just remember, in love and light, if you do something, if you say something to others, make sure it's out of kindness. It can be direct. It doesn't have to always be nice because the other person hasn't been. It's got to be direct and in the best interest for you and the person. So here's an example. So let's say somebody steal something from you. I'll give you an example. I was in New York and I went into a taxi cab, and the taxi cab on the end charged me triple of what it should have been. So instead of it being $20, it was like $70. I knew that, of course I knew that he hadn't turned the meter on and he had stopped the car. So I knew what was going to happen. And he said, "You owe me $70. I said, "Well, I have a credit card, and I don't think the ride was $70. That's being direct. And he said, "Yes, it is, and I don't take credit cards. I need cash, and I want cash." So I said to him, "Sir, I got on the taxi, and I told you I had a credit card, and now you're telling me that you don't take it. I know that you aren't telling me the truth, and I know that you are charging me more money for this trip, but I'm going to give you the money because there's nothing else I can do. But I'm going to tell you, I don't have to be angry at you, but you will pay karma back for what you've done here because you haven't been honest." And what he said is, "Well, I have a family to feed and I can't make it. And I'm just going to take that money and go down and pay my bill." Well, he stole from me to make something better for himself. And if you look at that situation, I just smiled because I don't have to get angry, even though I was not feeling great. But I know that he will always stay in that looping cycle. I don't know why, but it says the show is going to stop in 90 seconds. Ah, I don't understand it. So let me see if I can stop this. Just give me 1 second. Okay, now it's better. Excuse me for 1 second. Getting back, sorry, my son just walked in and he needs my pen. So to let you know that I know that with that taxi cab driver, his life won't get better, because when you feed on others to advance yourself in not a love and light way, you aren't getting out of that loop. So I just kind of smiled and thought to myself, I feel sorry for that taxi cab driver, because I know that he won't in life, in this reincarnation, he doesn't understand that he'll never come out of that angry, mean, and thiefing feeling. So again, you don't have to get back at anybody, because karma is cause and effect, and your higher source and, you know, the lifetime will take care of it. So here's another way, pay it forward. Good karma. I don't like always talking about negative karma. Good karma. So you see somebody who really needs and they're hungry and you know that they haven't eaten. So, you know, they're staying on the side of the road and you hand them $5 and you see that they're running to McDonald's because that's maybe the only $5 they're going to get all day, and actually they can buy enough food at McDonald's to feed them for the day. You've paid that forward. You've helped some soul understand that they have to survive. And you don't know that they took that $5, bought themselves food, ran into somebody in McDonald's who gave him a job. So I always say pay it forward. It doesn't mean money. It doesn't have to be a lot. It can be a smile. It can be a kind word. If you see somebody sitting there, an example is we had a guest on the show. He's a spirit medium named Bob Brown. He was on a train in the UK and he saw a guy who always looked like he was downtrodden. People were making fun of him. He was in dirty clothes. But Bob, because he's a spirit medium, knew that he wasn't homeless. So he started talking to him. Well, he's the only one, the guy that looked downtrodden and not dressed like what most people are on a train or at the train that Bob took. He was a school teacher from a long time ago. He taught science. And so he wasn't worried about what he looked like. He was alone. His house was big. He had nobody to talk to. So Bob started talking to him. Every day he got on and started talking to him. The other people on the train stopped making fun of him. They saw that somebody was talking to him. And now he gets on the train and this gentleman feels better. And so that's what I mean by paying it forward. There was no money involved. It was kindness. So again, think kindness towards others and it will come to you. It will come back to you tenfold. Here we go with soulmates. I love this because you can see karmic paybacks in soulmates. So if you meet the love of your life at a very young age and we're still seeing you walk through the sand holding hands at 95 and you're walking into the sunset, in a prior life, you have deserved this. Both of you maybe had your lives cut short, couldn't fulfill your wishes or dreams with each other, and you come here in this lifetime to just learn and be and love. We don't see it a lot, but we see if you ever do see that kind of situation, you can be rest assured that in a prior life that they had deserved this life. Good karma coming back to them. Here is another instance, karma. If you have hurt somebody in a prior life, if you haven't been nice to somebody in a prior life, you're going to have to come back and make it up. So I know that I look at other people's lives and I can usually tell. Sometimes you'll have three or four soulmates coming with you because there are certain makeup periods that you need from them. Somebody might owe you children because they didn't give you children in one of your lives or took the life of your children. So now they're coming in to give you children, but they're not really here to stay in your life forever. Okay, so you're maybe the main parent, but the love that you get from those children are what you're here for. You could be making up karma on somebody owes you a lifetime, a beautiful lifetime. So say you are living the dream and you wonder, oh my goodness, you know, I met my soulmate, but I wonder why he, you know, wants me. Well, the answer could be he in a prior life owes this to you, or you owe to somebody that kind of a life. So it's really interesting. I love karma. I love past lives. I love reincarnation. The best way to find out who you've been, where you've been, and what your soul desires is to go into hypnotherapy to find your, or to a hypnotherapist to find who you are in past lives. You can do it on your own. There's plenty of books. But the cool news is, if you find out, you can almost pick out the relationships and people that are coming with you in this lifetime and what you mean to them. It is really, really crazy. I was on Vanda Guzman's show last week, a very sweet and wonderful clairvoyant singer, and she saw, oh my goodness, a medium. She saw a neighbor. She moved to Germany, and she was looking at this neighbor, and then she saw this black cloaked man, and the neighbor was female, walking. And so she goes, oh my goodness, I know him. And she felt really, you know, very strange. But it turned out the neighbor was very mean to her. So she convinced the neighbor to go for past life regression. And she did. And they found out that she was a male, and that in a war she had Vanda and her to Vanda's demise. Well, when she found out that, Vanda understands why that female is mean to her and that she doesn't like her right off the bat, just like a feeling. And now they've worked through that. How beautiful. They've worked through that. The woman that was mean to her said, I now know why I that people, you know, that I'm not very nice and that people don't warm up to me. And now I know that I've done terrible things to certain people that have come with me back here, and I'm going to try to be a better person. So Vanda and this girl, this woman are still working it out, but they're in close contact. How fabulous is that? To find out who you came with, why you feel certain ways about who you came with, and how to raise the vibration and to help your souls advance. Now, I can tell you that not everybody knows who karmically why they came and who they're with, but you can certainly take a look and see which are your challenging relationships and why, and you can almost pick out why they're in your life. Then you can look at your fabulous relationships and who you get along with so well and see that you've come down here to tramp the earth again as friends, soulmates, lovers, pets, soul pets, and everything. So that your most challenging relationships are where your soul learns the most. Just remember that. And always look to what you can do in love and light for others. And it's interesting, if anybody out there that's listening has felt like when you meet somebody, you instantly have an attraction, or you instantly don't like that person, you can peg it to your past lives. So that's why I love talking about this subject. I love everything about learning more about your soul, about why we're here, your soul path, and about how we can advance our soul and our lessons learned on this earth plane. So I have pulled out two cards, you know me and flowers therapy. And what's really crazy is, if you remember me telling you the cards I pulled out on Monday were two pink cards, I pulled out two purple cards. I mean, you know, everything pairs. Because what I do is I pull the first top card and then I count the date. So the first top card was a purple flower, and it's just beautiful. It's the Agapanthus, world energy. The earth is going through a transition of energy, and your sensitive body is feeling it. You're not alone. Accept help from others. How many of you have told me, and you all talking in chat, that the energies are crazy, that you can feel the energy shifting? Well, this card is about world energy and all the energy shifting. So we're not alone. All of our light workers and anybody on the planet that feels energy is working through a lot of things. They're looking to change how they work with energy. Their energy, some are really low. They've been depleted, and now they're coming back. It's this month, this May and June, that all the energy that people have felt from January and February that had pulled them down and sapped their energy, the energy is changing and coming back. So I love this. Think of the Agapanthus when you're thinking of world energy. Energy being raised, raise your vibration, raise energy. Your sensitive body has picked up the transitions of our planet. There are world events occurring right now that are causing your physical and emotional discomfort because of the energies changing. Please resist. Please know the Agapanthus is here to help you with this shift. The earth has continually been going through transitions. We are natural process. This is the natural process of growth. As the population changes, so do the needs of the planet. These shifts in energy can make you ill or at ease, leading to situations such as ones that you have felt currently. You pulled this card because you're very connected to the earth. So lend Mother Earth nature a hand by becoming proactive in your local environment. I think that it's so cool because spring, you're looking at spring and people get out more. We're looking at breathing in the air of Mother Earth. We're looking at planting. We're looking at beautiful annual flowers coming up, trees blooming. We're looking at fruit trees starting and people planting, you know, from March, their gardens and things coming to fruition right now. So I love this card. Be in touch with world energy. Help bring up the vibration. Be kind to animals. Be kind to your plants. Go out and breathe the air. Tell Mother Earth you love her and that you so appreciate all that she, the abundance that she gives you. The next card I pulled, which is really cool, is purple also. It is the crocus. You are a spiritual teacher. I love this card because I always think I'm a spiritual teacher of everything. Share your wisdom with others you were born to teach. So I know others in chat, and I can see you, and I know people on the phone. You are teaching always when you are spiritual. You're teaching light work. You're teaching mediumship. You're teaching energy. You're teaching people to raise their vibration. You are all spiritual teachers that work in the light. And you have the ability to relay healing messages to others. And this card is all the confirmation you need to begin your spiritual teaching work. You may not have discovered this, that your purpose, this because you fear you are getting in the way. But by working with the uplifting and courageous energy of the crocus, you can release all your fears. So I know we had some callers yesterday about how they were very intuitive psychic mediums and they wanted to work with energy and crystals and all that, and they didn't know how. Call on the crocus because that's the flower, and I love flowers, in the essence of the crocus. That is the way that we bring this energy towards us. So we're all spiritual teachers. Choosing to share your knowledge and wisdom will bring even more light to the planet, which is just what we're talking about, world energy. I mean, how cool is this? I never believe I pick cards out of just random. I believe there's messages in them for everybody. Delve into your own spirituality more deeply. You're already qualified to do this work. So much I want everybody to hear this because I know there's a lot of people out there that doubt their talents. They question whether they should be doing this because sometimes the money isn't there. But delve deeply into your spiritual being and you'll find the answers. So I don't know anybody, if anybody loves these flower energy cards, but flower therapy is a great way. You know, flowers have essences in them. You can have the essence of the flower. You can actually grow those flowers. You can call them visually because that's what I do. Because I just don't have a green thumb. And you can also get them in, like, I think Dr. Bach, B-O-K, has flower therapy drops that you can order. And you can actually mix them any way you need them. I know they're all natural and they come from the organic Dr. Bach. So any way that you need these and how you work with your energy and how you work with your spiritual teaching, that's when you call on these two cards. So I am so excited. I am going to put Candy on, and we're going to talk to our spiritual angel. Hi, Candy.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I am wonderful today, girlfriend. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you.
I am so happy. Well, can you resonate with either one of those flowers that I brought through?
Well, I resonate with flowers anyway, so yes. But they had to say it was very interesting.
Yeah, because you know what? You're a spiritual teacher, my dear Candy. You rock the angel. You rock the angel essence, and I love that.
Right.
How about, do you have any words for everybody out there about the essence of flowers or the angel?
Well, what I'm being drawn to is the Blessed Mother Mary and the pink rose today. She's sending out love to everybody, because right now the world needs it because of all the tragedies and things that are going on. Our world needs to be healed. The earth needs
Absolutely.
To be healed. We need to be healed. She's just sending out the healing love to everybody today.
Well, you know, well, that is such a beautiful message, and it certainly resonates with every card, the both cards that I pulled. But I am going to pull a card for you, Candy, because
okay.
I know you've had some issues. So, yeah, I'm going to pull a flower card. So what I'd like you to do is pick any number from 1 to 44 and just give me a chance to count it.
I'm going to see number 8 today for some reason, and that gave me chills when I said 8.
Okay, wow. Oh, my goodness gracious. I love this color, too, and I happen to love this flower. You pulled out unity, which is the hibiscus. It's a beautiful, because hibiscus come in many colors. But this
many
hibiscus
different colors,
comes,
yes.
This hibiscus is actually orange. And I know there's an angel that rocks the orange color. You're spiritually connected to everyone through God. Use this sacred bond to heal your family, friends, and yourself. I think this was a perfect card, especially since I know what you're going through, for you.
Right.
And do you know what?
Beautiful.
I know. Isn't that beautiful? I do want to see if I can find that angel, because I know there's an angel they keep showing me that rocks the color orange. So I'm not sure who it is, and I'm not sure if I gave you the name of that angel, but for some reason I think if I can find the angel colors, that's going to resonate with something you've already heard. So I am looking for everybody. Just give me 1 second. I am looking for that paper because I know I have it. I don't always know right offhand unless I see it what color the angels rock and what stones they rock. But I know that orange, and I want to say, is it Shamuel?
Shamuel.
Okay, so can you tell me, or can you find anywhere? I'm just so discombobulated because of vacation. I'm going to see if I can find it.
I know there is one, but I'm looking. I am.
Go ahead.
Boy.
I am looking also. Besides this, can you tell us about what you were saying that Mother Mary was coming through pink and that she gave us a beautiful message? So I am so happy with that, because maybe she will watch over the show since we're having so many technical issues here.
She was just really standing there, very beautiful. She's very beautiful.
Okay, well, I have my archangel colors, so I'm so happy, because I know there is one, actually. Here we go. The color is Gabriel. Gabriel's gemstone is citrine, which is a yellow orange, or precious metal copper, which is a pink orange. So Gabriel is the messenger of God. Isn't that just, and I'm looking to see if there's any more that have the orange, but I know I've seen them. But Gabriel's my dude. So I will lend him to you.
Yeah, I know. You love him very much.
I do love him very much. And then you have Raziel, and Raziel is the color of the rainbow. So he actually has rocks that orange color. And Raziel is the secret of God. And I've got to tell you, this is really crazy, but I'm getting the orange, and the orange chakra is amazing, because you know that the orange chakra is your sacral chakra, your solar plexus chakra is orange. And I am just going to tell you that that is upper abdomen in the stomach, self-worth, self-confidence, and self-esteem. And you know what, Candy? That is what they made me do this. and showed me that this was something that you needed, which I'm that happened to be the color of the flower that came through. So I hope you take all of that and you can make sense of it. But Spirit just was really hitting me to bring you on and letting you know that.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. That's very interesting.
I know.
Because I just cleared my chakras last night.
Oh, well, maybe the solar plexus is where you were having your issues. So I love that. Yeah, I love that. And I so think that when you have synchronicity, and I just, everything from the orange flower to, you know, the message that you got to the angel that you got, and now to your chakra. And for me, Candy, that's a great message. It encompasses everything. How do you feel about karma?
Well, I think what you said is it's cause and effect, because if you do something good comes from it. But if you do something not so nice, something not so nice comes back at you.
That's right. And you know, I was trying to give examples. I'm gonna put you back in the queue here.
Okay. Thank you.
I was trying to give. You're welcome. I love you, Candy. You always help, and thank you so much. I will tell you that karma is so cool, and all of us really need to know a little bit more about karma. If we did, I think our lives would run just a little bit smoother, and we would know the people that really affect us. Again, they're in our life for a reason. I'm going to bring this up. A book called The Five People You Would Meet in Heaven. Five People You Would Meet in Heaven. It's a really small book, and I'll get the name of who wrote it. And Candy, if you end up Googling it, it's Five People You Meet in Heaven or something. I read it a long time ago, but was really interesting with who this gentleman, his wife died, and he just missed her so much. And so he knew when he died, he would see her. So he passed on from this lifetime, and he was so eager to get to heaven because he knew his wife would be waiting for him. But who he encountered first was something he never, ever imagined. And that was a boy that he knew in the second grade. So when he approached that boy, he goes, "What are you doing here?" And he goes, "Hi, I came, you know, I'm one of the people who are taking you on your journey." And he said, "Well, why did you come? I don't even remember you." And the kid said, the little boy said, and I don't want to give the whole book away, so I'll only give you this one. The little boy said, "Well, you really affected me in the second grade. You called me names and you were a bully. And I just want you to know how my life turned out." And he told him, and it was a really tragic life because of something in second grade that was said that was so cataclysmic, it turned this boy at the time's life completely around. And he wanted him to know that he had forgiven him. But the guy that you're watching going through these five people was felt very sad. And he said, "Oh my goodness, if I knew that I had affected you that way, I would never have done that." And he said, "Yeah, well, you know, you did, and that's the way my life turned out, but I want you to know that because of that, I got this, I got that." And so then he went to the next person. So what's interesting is that gives you effect. So if you're thinking that you're not going to have to meet or not going to have to deal with or not going to have to think or be aware of what you've done in your whole life. And, you know, a lot of us do crazy, crazy things as adults as well as when we were children that we think, oh, those people, it didn't affect them. Well, you know what? You never know who you've affected. So when you get older, you get wiser. And I know there's plenty of us, including myself, who've done things in my past that I'm sure I'm going to be meeting those people up in heaven. But when you do find out, you always try to correct it. Here is a good example for me. I, you know, and it had nothing to do with being bad or doing something terrible to somebody, but I didn't talk to one of my closest friends for close to 30 years. And the reason was, some stupid, you know, something was said and I didn't like it. Well, you know what? It was me who suffered for those 30 years, because not that I thought about it every day, but I did think about it. And I always was so angry because I loved my girlfriend. Now, 2 years ago, I found her on Facebook, and we are the closest of friends. So another friend, again, that was my childhood that I kind of gave up because I didn't like something. We all go through hormonal changes in life, and we all react different at different ages, and now we are very close. We're thick as thieves again. We are like we were when we were 5, 6, 7, 10, 11, 12, 15 to 20, even though I'm only 17. So I got the chance to say I'm sorry, and I got the chance to hear them say they're sorry. I got the chance to make up the karmic footprint that would have bothered me through the rest of this reincarnation. Now, what price did I pay, cause and effect, for them? Well, the cause, what caused it was just being hormonal, possibly, or not liking something and not talking it out. And the effect was we weren't friends for all those years, which took our friendship away for those years. And really, we could have been so close and in each other's lives and in each other's kids' lives. So, yes, we all paid the price back, and we all saw karma, cause and effect. So I can tell you, you can see it, you can feel it, and you can know it. Cause and effect it goes through all religions, races, socioeconomic groups, and so that's why it is really interesting. So yes, you might think, well, oh, now you rekindled your friendship, but we lost all those years. So thank goodness that we all got back, because I'd hate to see going up into the heavens and saying to these girls, hey, what did you do? And we lost all this time and we never, ever knew each other again. So we got to then all get together. And now, again, we are friends. And hopefully till the day we all pass from this earth plane. So I know there's other people out there that I've probably, you know, not done well with. And I hope I do get the chance to say I'm sorry, or to at least find out how their lives are. So when you look at people in your life, just remember that whatever you cause, there is going to be something that is going to affect you. Same thing as them. Whatever they cause for you, it will affect them. The best thing is family. We pick our family coming down here. I want everybody to know this. We pick our family. As children, we pick our mother or our father, depending if you're a matriarchal child or a patriarchal child. We come down with one parent. So I'll tell you how you can see which one you came with. Usually you can feel it. I came down with my father. If you look in your zodiac chart, this is really interesting. All of you are connected in some way. So my two kids are matriarchal, even though my husband will say, oh, well, really? But he knows that. I am a Sag rising and my son's a Sagittarius. I'm a Cancer sun. My daughter is a Cancer moon. My husband, they have nothing in his astrology wheel, nothing. But I do. So I am an Aquarius moon to my husband's Aquarius sun. So again, him and I came together, you can see this, and the two kids came for me. So it wouldn't have mattered who I married, because they came as matriarchal, the kids, even though they love their father. And so the karma is with me. And it's wonderful. And so we pick the people we come down with as kids, and now we're adults. So just remember, if you don't get along with your family, if there's something in your family that irks you, if there's somebody that you don't talk to in your family, start rethinking it, because you've picked them to come down with and learn a lesson from. Even if it's a lesson that says to you, I don't like my sister, which I do love my sister, so, but I don't like my sister. She's this, she's that. We don't talk. She's on the other side of town, and she just irritates me. It might be that she came down to irritate you, because there are qualities that you must know you don't want to develop, but your sister has those qualities. So you might want to smile and say, thank you, sister. I will not be like you. I now see why they set you up to come with me. So there's always a setup, and you need to know why. You need to know what the setup is. Don't look for the negative. Look for the positive. So all your families do come down with you, and you picked them. So don't complain. But the interesting thing is how you react to them and what you're learning on this earth plane at this time with them. So they are your soul family. Soul friends. We're going to get to soul friends. Soul friends are interesting. They're the ones that say, hey, I'm going to come down and teach you lessons as well as you're learning lessons from me. So your family you pick is about love. It's about tolerance. It's about unity, about forgiveness. Your friends are coming here to teach you things as you are to teach them. So you have a best friend and you just see everything, you know, like it's perfect. But not a lot of people have those best friends. They travel from friendship to friendship, and they don't know why. They can't find their friend group. And it's usually because those people you're running into are trying to tell you something about what your soul needs to learn about friendship. So here's a good example. If you always move. When my husband was in the Army, we moved every 2 years. I always had friends. I talked to everybody in the street. I talked to people in our complex. I talked to people in the grocery store. So I was the kind of person that always found friends. Maybe they weren't deep. Maybe they were more superficial, but I always made a mark wherever I went. Then you have people who go and they expect people to talk to them. They're introspective, more to the point where they go and they just don't, they think people don't like them. People don't talk to them. People don't want to be with them. So maybe when you came here and that's why you can't find a soul friend group, what you need to say is, but if I put out a little bit more, maybe they'll be my friend. Maybe if I put out more towards the friendship at first, they will understand that I really need to have a friend, that I really want to be. So, you know, that's where you can see. Take a look at yourself and where you're having issues in life and with which people, and you can probably see the lessons that you need to learn. I see this with my clients. I see it with my family, and it's really interesting. If you keep running into the same kind of person and the same kind of relationship, then you know that spirit is hitting you hard every day. Hey, look at why this isn't working. We're going to keep throwing it at you until you say enough is enough. Ah, now I see. I'm going to look 180 degrees, not 360, because you're going to get the same kind of friend or soulmate, but 180 and look and say, I've been looking at the wrong kind of person. I've been looking for a friendship that isn't the wrong kind of friendship, but now I see what I need to add to my life. And when that happens, woo-hoo, everything opens up for you. You all of a sudden have the right friends. You meet the right people. You end up with, I'm going to put this all through your life, with the right job in the right place, because spirit and will hit you on the top of your head if you're not walking your life path. If you've taken a deviation and you've not learning your lessons, not learning what you need to clear through, not seeing your life path, they're going to throw it at you and throw it at you until you do. Example, you could go through five, and I'm going to use this with relationships. You can go through five boyfriends or girlfriends. They all have the same quality, but you didn't think so at first because you're looking for that same, you're attracting that same type of vibration because you're not learning how to let that vibration go. So I can tell you when you do, it's like a breath of fresh air, all the gates open, all your chances and your different opportunities open to you. And you think to yourself, wow, a year ago, I was with these people that didn't serve me at all in niceness and love and friendship and business. But now I've got the greatest job, I've great friends, and wow, I have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, whichever, that I never thought I would have. A good example, I'm going to use a television show for this is, and I love the show, it's Big Bang Theory. Okay, take a look at the two characters. She has very little education, the main character, and not that she has little education, but she doesn't have the education that the boyfriend has, because he's like a PhD in physics and cosmology and a toilet control or whatever, and she is a waitress trying to be an actress. But it works. It works, because if she was dating somebody and they showed it on one of the episodes that was just like her, they had a lot of fun. There was all a lot of partying, a lot of fun, but there was no real deep seed there. And then when he went with the doctor, like he was, they didn't have any fun. It was just all, now I remember what they showed us, that the girl that he was going with, she wanted a sexual relationship, but on like time, at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, we're going to do this. But that is what that doctor in PhD and whatever he has, that's how he was. So the two of them, the waitress and the doctor in PhD, they found happiness because he showed her how to be more organized, how to think out, and how to actually be more think and learn things about the world she never thought she was interested in. And she shows him fun, spontaneity, and of course, happiness. So just remember, if it isn't working for you with a certain relationship, it might be looking too close, always the same way. So maybe you need to look 180 degrees over and say, hey, I need to try some different people, some different job. I have to treat my life differently. I want to be treated in a better way. I don't want to be treated poorly. So now I'm going to look for the guy or girl that's going to adore me as I will adore them. And it might not be your perfect match physically, but mentally, and it has to be a perfect match. I always tell people, we can change people's physical appearance. You can get thinner, you can get heavier, you can get a wig, you can even change your eye color. But what you can't change is the personality. So remember, if you're looking for some superficial, no, we all have to be, have some type of attraction. But if we're looking too superficially and it's not working, we might want to turn around and look a different way. So I am going to tell you that that works. If you're unhappy in your life, you got to look and find out why. Now in friendships, I want to tell you about friendships. I have a friend that's a very tough friend, so I understand some friends. It is not always going to be fun. Friendship is lighthearted. It should be that you go through your friend's sadness and happiness. You should go through a lot of, I always say, retail therapy and eating and just comparing each, what you got, what you're doing, all your problems. That's what friends are for. If you have friends that don't want to, that you constantly listen to their issues, that don't want to listen to yours, what then you need to do is say, hey, what am I doing that they're not listening to me, that they just want me to listen to them? Because the friendship is then always really one-sided. So what you might want to try to do is say to them, you know what? Can you, I need you to listen to me because I'm having some issues. Now, if they don't, then Spirit is showing you that you have a group of people who you're giving a lot of your energy to, but getting none back from. So let's try looking for some people who might want to be your friend, but you don't even know it, who will give you the energy as you give them. So I love to say you can have a couple friends, and I do. I'm probably one of them that always, oh, no, I'm not, because I listen to everybody, but that listen to you, that you listen to. Just make sure at some point when you need your friends, they also listen to you. So So I do get calls, and I do have clients who say that they have friends and people that are in their life that they give everything to. Let's stop. Let's pull back a little, and let's see if they'll give you a little bit of fresh air. Most of the time they will, but when you constantly give and constantly listen and don't bring up your issues because you don't think they want to hear them, you're actually doing them a disservice because they can't then exchange energy with you. So give them the availability to also give back to you and see what happens. And usually you can find that you might be the giver a lot of the time, but then when you need them, they also give. And you'll find out that you actually don't ask for much, but you get angry because they're always talking to you and you feel that they don't listen. Excuse me. Give them the chance to listen. You need to talk and tell them what you're feeling and what you're thinking. Most of the time, these people will give you that. They don't know that's what you want. So I love change your whole attitude. Change how you feel about relationships, your relationships with yourself, with your friends, with your spouses, with your soulmates, and you will see the change come really quickly. We had a guest call in yesterday, and she was not happy in her home life, but she wanted to know all about her work life. Well, let me tell you, folks, nobody saw anything changing until she actually changed what was going on with her, because her life lesson wasn't so much about escaping into work, but actually dealing with her home life. So a lot of people call up and say, oh, do you see my work? Do you see my work? But there's other pressing things that Spirit wants you to work on. And I'm telling you, when you just change your language for a few minutes, just a few, and then all of a sudden you say to yourself, wow, I said that? Oh my goodness, I feel better. And it changes the energy, not just with you, but with everybody around you. Here's an example. I'm going to use this lady that called in. So let's say she's in an abusive relationship verbally. So if you say, you know what, you're not going to talk to me like that, I'm not going to allow you to do it, and then you just smile and just leave the room, that person that's abusing her verbally would say, oh yeah, well, she's not going to have any say about it. And then she keeps saying that, I'm not going to let you talk to me and stay here because you will not abuse me like that, but have, you know, in not yell or scream, and then just go on her business. By the third time, that gentleman's going to say, or he isn't a gentleman, but is going to say, wow, she's not caring that I'm treating her like this, and she's not listening. I wonder what's going to be. I wonder what she's thinking. I wonder if she's thinking she's going to leave me. I wonder if she's thinking that that I'm not going to have anybody here to abuse. And so all of a sudden, he changes. And he says, wow, I better step up to the plate and start talking nicely or I'm going to lose her. And I don't want to lose her. So then all of a sudden you see him taking the first step in treating her nice. The other thing that could happen is he can say, I'm out of here. And in which case, that's how her life changes. In any case, the scenario of you sticking with yourself in love and light, not letting anybody abuse your energy or your soul, or you physically, that's the first step to changing the energy around you, to changing your events that happen, to change your life. So I have 90 seconds, and I want to tell everybody, I'm on vacation. I hope to bring you the show on Monday, but if not, you'll find out. Just take a look. But we definitely have a show Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, Tuesday and Friday. I will see what I can put up because I am on vacation. I love you all. Have a great weekend, and hopefully watch my vids from the beach. I love every one of you. Thank you for listening and calling in and being here. Have a great weekend. Bye.